Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS mothership, this is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the
air.
You know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready?
I was paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not
here,
that
boy.
Good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the emergency brake of the week. We have some strong candidates for you to vote on, starting with one Michael Gruber, who I guess has to take responsibility for this. Because he was running the board, as they say, when it happened. As we make the transition to Victory and our new studios, we have some things that are being broadcasted from there at Victory and some things that are coming from here, Rivershawn. And it caused for some traffic confusion. This may be the most confusing traffic report of all time.
Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
I think traffic.
Greg Vonder, main trouble spot today. Uh-oh. This report.
Whoops. Now we're rolling.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go ahead.
Somebody blocking the two right lanes.
The traffic is brought to you by some people who are sponsoring.
Stick it up your tail.
Here we go.
Greg Vonder, main trouble spot today. This report, a service of North Texas.
Gosh.
Man.
That'll be all ironed out by next week, though.
Will it?
Yeah. It's all going to be good by next week. Moving forward, process. Candidate number two is a celebrity who has been wronged by the station now twice. And now this actually makes the third time he's been wronged. And that is one Cheech Marin or Cheech Marin.
By the way, I think we're going to hear this interview and more in depth at 8:40 today. And you're going to be put in the crosshairs, Giorgio.
Me?
Yes.
You're the one that needs to be put in the crosshairs. This is your segment, your chance to move some programming along as kind of the host during Gordo's Corner. And just like the first time when we had this guy on and he hung up, I think he probably thought about it a couple of times yesterday when we had him on. Now, some of this is on him for making references that we didn't get from Up in Smoke. But here is the Cheech Marin little combo platter for you. And how he was laid out on yesterday and how our chemistry with him was just awful.
Junior Miller, who joins us now. Hi,
Junior. Cheech. How are you?
Hey, Junior.
He recently had some Mexican food, and it all came out his rear end in a...
Oh, baby. Well, everything's working then.
Yeah. In a liquid form.
No, it mainly came out the way it went in.
Yeah, come on, ice cream.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, so I can't eat chicken enchiladas ever again.
So awkward.
Just, hey, I need a joint right now, and then the world will be fine, and it is.
That's what George is always telling me. George is our big pot smoker.
That. No, I'm not really, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I think everybody should smoke a joint every once in a while and chill.
Everybody should.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. What about if Jesus was still on the earth? Would you recommend pot usage for Jesus?
I'd go to buy from him. What would Jesus smoke?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cheech, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Are you?
Yes, we're still here. We had a little technical difficulty there for just a moment.
Sorry about that. No, we didn't.
It's greatness.
You created that whole thing.
No. You will one day recognize that my radio sensibilities are flawless.
Why are you taking that on him?
You have a question taking anything out on anybody.
You have a question ready for every other guest we have on, for the most part. But we get him on, all of a sudden you freeze up and you look at us.
Like, that was your question time. That wasn't me. I wasn't supposed to jump in there.
No, we told you before the interview we had zero questions for him.
Yeah.
That was right after I told you I had zero questions for him.
All right, I'm going to put that one on you more than Cheech. All right, and candidate number three comes to us from David Moore of Ranch Report fame. He thought he would try some Yu Darvish humor that was laid out on the hard line.
If Yu Darvish, if this thing works out for the Rangers, people are going to be asking, why don't the Cowboys sign more Japanese players?
Well, they do. They're looking at a cornerback from Japan called Me Darvish.
Okay.
Really? You laid out on that?
Done. Okay.
I didn't think that was that bad.
What do you say, me Darvish?
Me Darvish.
I think it's pretty bad.
That's okay.
No. That kind of humor will just keep you on Ranch Reports all your life.
Oh. Wow. Man, Cheech Marin and David Moore. Gordon hates Cactus. Those two people. Yeah. And Cactus.
Cactus? Like the P1s get that reference.
Junior did. 214-787-1310. You get the vote. First one to five wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die
yes,
a
ma'am.
Thousand deaths.
Hi, Jesus. I want to vote. Come on, Gordon Cheech. Love you.
Yeah, what happened? It's Gordo and Cheech there.
I don't think she's doing well, or he's doing well.
Pray for Natalie.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Grooves and the Trek Millers of a Buick.
A Buick?
Hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Up in Smoke reference?
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Projectile Diarrhea Junior Miller.
Not up. Not up. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
My parents kicked me out because I wear my sister's clothes. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's Cheech Marin there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Ooh, my eyes are burning.
Is that Cheech?
Gotta be.
You know what? I've never seen any of those movies, so I don't
have
any of
this. The first one, yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Well, I'd like to vote for Dave Moore, and I love you, Matt and Giorgio.
And I love you too, Gordon.
What was his first vote?
Is that girl that always calls?
David Moore.
David Moore. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can we please quit?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Dusky Dolphins of Jeannie Mascoro's taint.
Whoa,
man.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I've got a deck of cards that you're going to draw from. And it's going to have an ace, and you get... I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Okay, all right. Who you vote for?
Who is that?
It's one of the commercials we're running.
Yes. Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Moses. Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to vote for Cheech Marin and Gordon, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
There she is again.
Who is she?
I don't know.
I'm going to launch an investigation.
Please, Mrs. or Miss, show up to Ticket Stock so we can talk to you
see what is up.
She will one day do a Nightline interview in which she claims you asked her to have an open marriage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yeah, did you hear about the gay caveman?
No.
You aren't aware of what that is, are you?
No.
Hard lines on this kick of flame, this drop of me asking. Did you hear about the gay caveman?
I have heard of
it. It just played at odd times. All of a sudden, I had popping on their show.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
As Georgie, I love it when you stick out my tailpipe.
Really hard.
Wow, that was a very good female voice.
I bet he had a female with him. Yeah, that was way too good.
Yeah.
Because awesome, that sounded though. Like your stalker.
Yeah. Maybe your stalker is a girl this whole time.
Maybe.
You mean a guy?
I mean a guy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Davey Lane, the biological father. We're making it the biological mother to do it now, just like Junior Miller did over the toilet.
Stole the man. Just vote for a candidate, please. Vote for Cheech Marin. How about that?
Yay, we have a winner, Cheech Marin, because he's way out ahead, and we don't want to.
I love the guy renting a car at DFW right now, checking out the Tigger for the first time.
All right, let's hear some magical chemistry between Gordo and Cheech Marin.
Junior Miller, who joins us now. Hi,
Junior. Cheech. How are you?
Hey, Junior.
He recently had some Mexican food, and it all came out his rear end in a.
Oh, baby. Well, everything's working then.
Yeah. In a liquid form.
No, it mainly came out the way it went in.
Yeah, come on, ice cream.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, so I can't eat chicken enchiladas ever again.
There's sometimes you just say, hey, I need a joint right now, and then the world will be fine, and it is.
That's what George is always telling me. George is our big pot smoker.
No, I'm not really, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I think everybody should smoke a joint every once in a while and chill.
Everybody should.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
What about if Jesus was still on the earth? Would you recommend pot usage for Jesus?
I'd go to buy from him. What would Jesus smoke?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cheech, you still there?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Are you?
Yes, we're still here. We had a little technical difficulty there for just a moment.
Sorry about that. I won't let you do that to him again. I don't care if he's promoting something that's...
We've got to book him again.
No, I can't do it. Is that Cheech Marin's first win?
So it is Cheech Marin we're giving it to?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Gordo, yeah.
Well, it's his first win. He ties Bonnie Bernstein.
Okay. How did he not win it the first time?
I don't know. That's a long time ago. I don't remember.
I think you won it that week. All right, up next.